Nigel Lawson.
Yeah, there's not a lot of good news around at the moment, but the shale gas revolution is the best news that there's been on the energy front and almost on any front for a long time. And those who are opposed to it are merely don't know what they're talking about. This has been going for a considerable number of years now in the United States. It has revived the economy in the United States. There is no environmental problem at all, and that is demonstrated. Now, that is demonstrated. No, this is pure prejudice. Take the question of water, which I heard somebody mentioning in the audience. There have been an enormous number of wells, fracking wells, drilled now in the United States. The United States now is the biggest gas producer in the world, and bigger even than Russia. As a result, gas prices have tumbled dramatically in the United States. They have cheaper energy, and this has helped their economy. And there's not a case, there's not a single authenticated case of water contamination. And I'll tell you why. No, there is not. No, this is the truth, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Look, don't shout. Listen. I will tell you why. Because the groundwater from which we draw our water supplies is, as its name implies, pretty near the surface. Where the fracking occurs is deep, deep down, and there is about a mile of solid rock between the groundwater and where the fracking occurs. So there's no possibility of contamination and nothing, contamination
I'm
happens.
I'm sorry, but that...
And that is a fact.
No, but
it's
like,
this is something which I have studied very carefully, and that is the case.
Nigel, let Perry Ashton just...
But you should listen to
Let Perry Ashton just quickly respond before I go
to you. Nigel, you should listen too. I mean, that there are problems which might be able to be solved, I think... is a question. It's a question that has to be addressed. But that there aren't problems. I mean, the number of well-documented cases of the pollution of water supplies from fracking... lots of well-documented cases in the United States. Well, there have been programs, and there have been books that have been produced about it. You know, you can ignore the facts if you like. Rather better to accept that there are some problems and see what we can do to resolve them.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Julian Neuberger.